The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Well, this week we are just going to cut to the chase. We have a message for you from Pastor Chris that she shared with us a couple weeks ago about the battle within the mind and the fact that we need to allow God to take us outside of the ways of the world, take us outside of our comfort zone of doing things that we've always known how to do. And if we do that, then he will have the freedom to propel us forward. So we're just going to get right into it. So without further ado, here is Pastor Chris.
The Spirit of the Lord is asking us tonight, do you love me? And if you do, he's saying, trust me. And then he's asking us again, do you love me? And if you do, obey me. The third question is, do you love me? If you do, worship me. We are in a season right now that we should not get distracted in how we feel, in our situation, everything else. We entered a new season. And if our resolve is different from a new season, that we should be excited about the things that God is doing instead of moaning and groaning about the good times again. It's time for those things that we let them go. Okay? If you brought into the new season things with the same attitude, with the same old as far as how you handle things, then you are on a wide road. It is not on a straight road. When you go into your own way, you are showing and you are demonstrating that you know where you're going, you know what you're going to do, you have decided the path that you have laid for yourself. But if we enter a new season, really, and said we're going to change the way we carry ourselves, the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we act, it's going to be different because it's a new season and we will rely on the Holy Spirit. The Lord has been talking to us, reminding us for months and months now. It's just like sometimes I sounded like a broken record in times past, because when you hear a prophecy repeated over and over again, it means to say that the Spirit of the Lord is being adamant that he wanted us to get those messages or those instructions or his points across, and we need to pay attention. Now, the one thing, and I'm going to teach several series about this, even before I went to Canada, I've been getting this, and I still hasn't gotten the full picture of it, but in my spirit, it's just like it's going to be for a long, long time in teaching this in different segments. You see, the Lord knows our heart. Once we're born again, we really wanted to do the right thing. We really want to love him. But the warfare is in the battle of the minds. There are two things that are going on in our minds. That's why it says the battle of the minds. Because there is the flesh nature and there is the mind of Christ that are warring inside of us. Right? It is not in our hearts anymore, but it's in the battle of the minds. And it is important for us to allow and to engage the Holy Spirit, because this is needed. We cannot apply what we have known in the past. We cannot apply our own intellect. Once we get there, we are back into the world system. And I've been watching this and I've been observing this and I've been talking to God about it for the past 4 days, on how we act as far as the transfer of wealth, influence and affluence. An adjustment needs to be made, especially in your mind. You cannot pre-plan anything. And this is what we're going to do. This is what needs to be done. You can't, because this is a transfer of wealth. It never happened before. And what you know in the past, even if you are a financial whiz, it's not going to manifest because it's still in the Babylonian system. Are you getting this? You need to change the way you handle money. You need to change the way you think about your expectations from others, your expectations on other things. Set those aside, because what we have right now is really a new season. We've never been this way before. And God is so excited because we have been increasing in numbers. I'm hearing praise reports from Vancouver as far as my trip there. And it's creating an impact. And it doesn't matter if nobody knows, even if we're not being recognized. What does it matter? The main thing is we know, and God knows, that we are making a difference. And it's subject to the world. We don't need to advertise. We don't need to elevate ourselves. We don't need to promote ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit do that. But instead, let us promote our Lord Jesus Christ through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And then he cannot help himself. He'll drag us into glory, whether we like it or not. And glory means what? The goodness of God is the demonstration and manifestation of the goodness of God and his divine nature. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 13. So this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. This is what we need to do, body of Christ. It is not whether you are a good preacher. It is not whether you're good in teaching. This is about empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This is about wisdom from above. And we need to demonstrate the awesomeness of our God through the wisdom, spiritual wisdom that we receive from the Holy Spirit that we need to obey. So this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. That's why sometimes Christians are being questioned whether they're really born again, because they're still putting things in their own minds. Because sometimes you hear people and say, I'm not sure if it really has a born again experience. Because why? Because they cannot see the manifestations of the wisdom from above. Right? Okay. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgment about all things. Listen to this. The spiritual man makes judgment about all things in every area, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. We have this supernatural advantage because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And said, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Okay? So there is a battle that is raging us, because the battle is in the minds. And we need to really, really engage the Holy Spirit like never before. You cannot pray in tongues. Sometimes people will just have this stinking attitude, and then you hear them praying in the Spirit, and you know you cannot really discern. I don't want to use the word feel. You cannot really discern that they're getting somewhere. Are you getting this? Because they're still carnal. But if we discern the Holy Spirit, if we go deep inside of us and change the attitude in our minds, then we will have an impact in everything, in all things, because we can make spiritual judgment in all things, but we are not subject to any man's judgment. You know what? That is awesome. That is really awesome, because we have the mind of Christ. In Romans 7:25, the Apostle Paul explained it in a way that we really understand what we need to get engaged to in this new season. It says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, in my mind, I am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, but if we don't engage Jesus, if what we do is what we've been doing in the past, oh, I like that one, and then we'll drag Jesus. Jesus, I want that one. Hello? And then it's, nothing is happening. But if he said, Lord Jesus, what is your perfect will on this one? What do you want me to do? And ask, can I have that one? You engage him, right? And you don't make things happen. He will make things happen. The Holy Spirit will empower our words and our confession and profession of our faith, empower them into a way that it will create much, much more advantage to all of us. But if we drag the Holy Spirit and we're trying to tell the Holy Spirit and lead the Holy Spirit, you know what? It never happened before. You tried. I tried before. It never happened. It never manifested. Because we're supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit so that our spiritual wisdom will come from above, not from the sinful nature, not from the world's. And in the world, it's not wisdom. It's knowledge. It's intellectual. It is based on training. It is based on facts. It's not based on the truth. So it is important for us to really refine ourselves and really prove to God and to ourselves that we're willing to adjust, that we're willing to do whatever it takes. And we will not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we will acknowledge him, and he will, he shall direct our path. So I want you to take, because I have so many plans today. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to check on this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come to the office. I woke up. The Lord said that, nuh-uh. You need to rest your physical body. You can do those things after you rested. But then again, it's still difficult. And we have to face that. And we have to acknowledge it. It's the expectations of man. Man is still directly and indirectly trying to dictate us, even our loved ones, on how we're supposed to act and what we're supposed to do instead of being led by the Holy Spirit. We call it obligation. We call it imposed responsibilities. Are you getting this? So as it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. So no me, so that my mind will not be working 100 miles an hour. I says like, I'll go before the television and have a program there. And within 20 minutes, it's just like, I'm out. And that's what I did. Because if I'll be quiet, my mind is going to say, I have to do this. Oh, that's right. I have to do this and I have to do that. And I don't have any chance. And if I'm going to do that, I'm not giving the Holy Spirit to lead me. I'm being led by myself. Or I'm being led by others. And I'm not going to do that. Not in this season. Not in this time. Not this year. Are you getting this? Because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of preaches out there that you never thought it's possible. But if you continue to filter your own ways of doing things and said, you're not going to get there. Yes, because you are God's child. We are God's children. He's still going to provide for us. He's still going to protect us. He's still going to love us. Because nothing can separate us from his love. He's still going to provide for us. He's still going to take us and restore us. But if you want to be a part of this great move of God that's never been witnessed before in the history of the church, you have to change your mindset. You should not go and say, no, 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 no. I've been doing that before. And said, I'm not going to do that again. I am not going to do this time. Are you getting this? And now, it's just like, thank God, the Sasso children are grown. I really can focus in the things of God. I want to impress him. I said, I'm going to impress you with my faith. I'm going to impress you with my willingness to do whatever it takes. And you know what? I'll continue to do that. I'll continue to share things with you. I'll continue to share the revelation. But I am not going to wait for you to get it. Because I will move forward. Because you know what? If we still are not getting it this time, it will take for you to witness somebody else's glory, the glory of God revealed, before you get down on your knees and say, okay, Holy Spirit, I am ready to yield to you in every areas of my life. And then it will be a shortcut. Are you getting this? So it is imperative. Don't you ever, ever focus on what you feel physically. Don't you ever focus on what is the return financially. Don't ever, ever do that. Because you've been doing that before. Because if you're going to do that, you still have the mind of the things in the world. You're not looking at it as a seed of obedience, as a seed of praise and worship unto God. And don't you ever do that. But it is a proving ground. So don't mumble, don't complain, because we're all are feeling the same. Are you getting this? But at the same time, I'm still here standing, ministering, and doing my responsibilities and duties. It means to say, I am proving to God that I can handle the ministry and the leadership position. I can also handle the transfer of wealth. This is about on-the-job training program, on-the-job training, actual training. It is not about your abilities or inabilities. It's about the issues of the heart. And you all know where your hearts were in those times, in those days. So anything that you miss, and I said, oh man, I said, if I have known, just like the spirits, if they have known, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, it is the issues of the heart. Where is your heart? Are you looking for your bottom line? Are you looking for this? Are you looking for that? Are you wanting to control and to exercise whatever the influence that you have? Or are you willing to pour out yourself so that you can qualify what Jesus said about the principles of this transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. Because you all know about Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or his ways of doing things, and all of these material things that the world is concerned about, what to wear, what to eat, where to go, and so will be added to you as well. Are you getting this? So if you're given an assignment, and it's like, well, I'm not sure. It's just like, that will not pay for my bills. Your bills hasn't been paid. What is the difference? Huh? I'm just trying to to pinpoint the issues of the heart that we need to work on, including myself. I'm not going to exempt myself from all of this, because I am there right in the smacking center of everything that is happening. So I'm not going to discount or exempt myself that I have made it, but you are on a need-to-know basis. If I announce it in here that God is going to give the own companies and own businesses to those that, and I said, all of you is going to swarm that place and trying to prove yourself. Because why? You're not after him and his ways of doing things. You're after the stuff. Hello? And God knows that. So we are on a need-to-know basis only. So it is important for God to really prove you whether he is your priority and his ways of doing things is your priority, or you're still trying to get what you can get or get what you want and take it. Whether he told you or promised you or not, that doesn't make any difference at all, because his principles will stand. If you cannot handle or if you cannot take care of other people's property, who's going to take care of your own? Then it will become a heart issue again. It's not an attitude issue. It is not based on the need. It is a heart issue. Isn't this interesting? It's so simple. It is so simple, body of Christ, and yet so profound and so important. And you know, God sees all things, he knows all things, and he hears all things. So it's just like we don't need to justify ourselves towards men. We cannot boast. We don't need to boast. But we are justified through our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one that you need to talk about. Okay? When the Holy Spirit gets so excited because we believe, because he leads us into all truth in Christ Jesus, he cannot help himself. He's going to start piling up ideas on you before you know it. It's like, no more. No more blessings, God. Right? Well, that's what the meaning of pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That blessing shall overtake you. What does it mean by overtake you? It means to say you're running away from it. You don't want it. And they are looking for you. Because why? The whole creation groans for the sons of God to be made manifest, right? And we are the sons of God. Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. That's why we are under the umbrella of sons of God. We are led by the Holy Spirit, right? So those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. And God will pile up on you. It's just like the whole creation groans for the sons of God to be made manifest. It means to say they know. They know who are the sons of God. They groan because they wanted to be subjected under our authority in Christ Jesus. They want to be owned by us. The harvest and the harvesters are crying out. According to the book of James, not just the harvesters, but the harvest. It means to say they're tangible, they're properties. Your real houses that you didn't build, they're crying out because they're being occupied by wicked people right now. But we should be led by the Holy Spirit. That's what it says, because they're subject to what affect the curse. And so, and not on their own, but for us to practice how to rule and reign with Christ here on earth. He made them subject to us. That's why the first commandment is, here's the seed, be fruitful, multiply, and then take dominion over all created things. So all this storm, all this happening, all of these things happening around us, and you know from the facts and the truth that were really documented, every time that there is a revival in a certain place, it affects the land. 700 Club documented what happened in Argentina, in one part of Latin American countries, and said they have drought and they are fighting each other. And then the warlock got born again and revival came. And before you knew it, the carrots are as fat as my arms and the cabbage are just so big. And 700 Club heard about it. They documented it. The prisons got emptied. It became a Bible study in the prison. Because why? Because the sons of God have manifested. Because the glory of God will come. The goodness of God will follow those that are led by the Holy Spirit. This is what God is wanting to do in United States of America. Yes. But the one thing that is thing is, yeah, we like it. Yes, we believe it. Yes, amen. But the battle of the minds, remember, your flesh and the spirit in you, the inner man, are always at war. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit so that your flesh will finally be fully subjected to the inner man that is in you, because the inner man is who you really are in Christ Jesus. Not your physical, not your education, not your diploma, not your training, not your popularity, not your looks. It's the inner man that produces the glory of God, the goodness of God. And it shall overtake you. And I guarantee you, the Lord Jesus is just so loving. Remember, he's our first husbandman. He's so loving that when you really pour out your heart towards him, all the details in your life, he'll make sure that they are fulfilled. He will make decision for you that you don't even know that you need. He will give you more than enough of what you have. All he wanted is to apply his ways of doing things. It means to say you include him in every decision, in every choices that we make every day.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for today. But I encourage you all, let's take those words to heart. Let's allow God and let's include God in every area of our life so that he can really be the Lord of our lives. a lot of times it's really easy to say that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, but we treat him like our Savior, but how often do we treat him like our Lord, that he is Lord over every area of our life? So I encourage you all, let's take those words to heart and let's go forth in power and in glory. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to visit our website, www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. Again, thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.